has no power to attack. He's got no power to attack.
Class of Duvernay?
No, no, sir.
Let me tell you why I wanted to see him. And it's just as well not to, but you get across to him. I have no concern about the facts, but I want Walters particularly to reassure Colby and Schlesinger, because I don't want them to have any idea. You see, Al, you can't have your top people. They can read a MemCon like that and read all the most sinister implications, and even with regard to the president. Now, if you read them all, you read them all, there aren't any implications regarding the president, particularly with regard to the Gray Alliance.
It's not damaging to you, Mr. President. It's very damaging to Bob and John.
I know this.
And in fact, the Ron says, basis for the bank.
It doesn't what? They were trying to cover up the put it on the CIA.
No, that's his judgment. He's acting very carefully.
The bazaar must not feel that, by golly, that it's not damaging to the president that Bob and John at my age did something that I wanted them to do. Because, God damn it, I didn't want them to do anything like this. I'm not trying to blame them. But, for example, Walters has got to be sure that one of these men comes. First, Elliot Richardson will sure as hell ask for an appointment.
No, not necessarily.
Now, what I think that what Walters should do is to make up a sanitized version saying, with all the national security stuff out, here is the recollection of the thing. God damn it, give it to Elliot Richardson. At a later time. Not now. What do you have?
Because I don't trust Walters this day.
You don't?
These men are so detailed. So precise.
Yeah.
And
okay. Go to us.
Far better than paper. I know. Testifying.
Right. I don't mean that he gives anything to the Senate. I'm meaning to this.
Goddammit, Al, I don't want my staff, I don't want Elliot, I don't want Colby, and I don't want Schlesinger to have any doubts about the president, goddammit.
Oh, well,
I'm not in this goddamn thing.
That's what burns me up.
They don't get all that.
No way they
Jesus can. Christ.
Well, they could have. I mean, the first paragraph of that bothered me, because it looked as if Bob and John were saying, well, look, the president wants you to contain this son of a bitch.
Sure,
I may have wanted to contain it, as I heard that the CIA was involved. That's why I had Helms later told me they were involved. But the point is, be sure you tell Walters that he must lean very, very hard with Elliot, with Colby, with Schlesinger, and with Peterson on my conversation with Gray.
That's right.
Where I told Gray to get off his goddamn ass and take it as high as was necessary.
Yeah.
Now, Walters is a photographic memory.
Yeah.
No, that is not even reassuring to me. Because I could have said, I might have, stressed. I might have said, oh, for Christ's sake, tell Gray to lay off at the top. But don't you agree? That was a pretty strong statement, wasn't it?
Very strong.
Right. Said, however high it goes,
it's very strong.
It's bizarre, not as bizarre, realizes. I want him to be all the same.
I said he's been through this, but he feels that all these papers that he's in his papers are really, as probably will be Walker's testimony in the context of Bob and John. He said it's just the opposite with respect to the president.
But provided Walker's gets this point, be sure Bazaar, has Bazaar read this point, or does he read that carefully?
Yeah.
He points this out. This goddamn it, that's what he told me. Greg, right on the phone, I was in this office at the time, and he called, and I told him, I said, take it as high as necessary. Now that's the way I deal with it,
and
I do my best to try to get to the facts.
We don't
have an answer. I don't think Father John Gilliam's.
Well, I don't either.
I think what happened is that they were trying to sort of limit the damage. And they were in the
same way. Why would
you think they're doing it?
The answer is that they're justified. It thinks that they're guilty and they don't think they are. And if it's the bomb that sits under the cover of fear, that anything to be described as their control or taken from a God's fear, which is not true. There is no such thing as a God's fear. And what he's concerned about is, first place, Father John Gilliam is obviously no God. And he has only one.
I know, but
this may not be the only chance, but
I'm going to send her money. I'm going to send her money, not even for the presidency. Screw it.
I'm sure.
He's a decent man now. I would have sent you, Jesus Christ, I could have sung Henry a 100 times.
I wasn't going to screw anything he's done, but I would never do it.
And he's a good American. You know that. Man of war. I could have screwed him on that and been a big hero, you know. I could have screwed the whole Pentagon about that damn thing of the gigantic nation. You know it. Why didn't I do it? Because I thought part of the services, you know that. My God, that's way the ideal out. I want you to know that. There ain't going to be any of that. If this army is not thinking those terms.
No, he's not thinking those terms. It's very good. It's funny. How Lord, he senses that Bob is strong, that John is not.
I talked about it with John Wood.
Yeah, we should.
But with regard to Walters, and Walters first, I think Walters should reassure Colby, should reassure Sussman, or do you think they need reassurance? Do they? Good God, if they do, I'm not going to appoint them. Believe me, I'll withdraw it in the morning. What about the oldest general?
Yeah. The old one would have taken that job.
Yeah. But they knew this before.
Yeah.
Now, Richardson is a person of the color. How about having this fellow, Walters, would not talk to him? Walters is a big weapon. Walters is very convincing. Walters is a total loyalist. He's a total believer in the president.
There's no wondering about that. None whatsoever.
But God damn it, use him. You don't agree?
No, I don't agree. But remember,
Bob and John will be involved
with me. The first time I've taken the press.
All right, let them pay the price. I understand.
How will they pay the price for all that? Because they have that. Circumstantial, but it's very, very.
Well, a meeting of what?
Of what?
Yeah. Eating was not there, but.
What do you mean? Well, it's hard for anybody that's suspicious and wants to look for the workers. The only way you can see people is that there was a high level meeting and it was followed by a whole branch of candidates.
Which you did, so. I'm sure John Ehrlich would never approve me of those goddamn meetings. I am sure he would have told me if he had.
Well, the general would be. But I'm also sure that
he did it,
and that because of that first meeting, there's a good chance that this doesn't show up. And that's the dark thing.
Thank you. Now, what is that on this testimony?
Well, it's Walters. Because it's the fact of the meeting and the topic.
All right. John and Bob both say involve national security and so forth. I'll bet they win on that issue.
Or you can lose.
No, whatever. They may be indicted, but they'll never lose the case.
No. Well, that's not a good thing. It's a problem. This meeting has been.
I don't want to get in, and it looks bizarre for trust him and all the rest.
Yeah.
After the beat episode, I don't trust him. You understand?
Right out.
That's what it's going to be.
And
if it's our mind, he does it on his best judgment, to the best of Jesus Christ. I can't trust Garmin, Lazar, Krause, anybody. Jesus Christ, I don't know who the hell we're talking to anymore.
Brother,
if there's one person that is totally blameless, I don't know why I gave him the stupidest goddamn thing I've ever heard. I heard this crazy Cuban thing. I thought it was true. I agreed it. I really thought it was probably a CIA, because I couldn't think we could have done something that stupid. All this payoff crap. I thought, well, they're taking care of their fees and all this. Believe me, I knew nothing about it. No goddamn thing. And I was busy with other things. But the point that I'm making is this. I'm not going to blame other people for my bad judgment in picking them. Damn, judge it wrong. I should. Like I could sack Moore and Amari because of each other and this thing. You know that. That John Chiefs thing. That's going to be one. Well, listen. They knew it, and they had to find out. I understood. It didn't bother me a bit. It bothered him the hell out of Henry. And I hope Stane was bugging him too. And he ought to figure that he was bugging Stane.
Agreed.
Then my wife was in this portion.
They forget it in the sleep and they're trying to come to my mind.
Well, how do you think we handle this? I want Walters, particularly to hit the point that the president was totally favor of an all-out investigation, particularly with this the Gray. And you saw something in the paper, Gray, but Gray may have testified differently to Gray. I'm sure he was told so to keep the investigation down. I'm not mad him. That's totally different. Walters, above everything else, and his structural leadership must get to the point that the president, that his recollection is that Gray did this. What do you think? Or you read me that wrong? Isn't that the most important point? I told Gray to get off his goddamn ass, and I said, Pat, because he said, I think you're being misled by some of your top people. I said, Pat, go after them. I don't care who they are, as high as you want. Now, goddamn, for a president to say that when some of his friends would be involved, it's never been heard of before.
That's right.
And we've got to get out of that out in the press group.
I think that
you see, we can make an asset out of all this if we handle it properly. But how can we get him over there fast? I bet you never said to
him. But Lazar wanted you to distract the chief. They're taking the initiative and getting all this over there.
I think so she did.
That's right. That's not the call.
But it's going to involve Hollander. It's fine. All right. Good. Go ahead. I'm sorry, but go ahead. What do you think?
No, I don't.
You know these men. You know they're guiltless. I've got a family. Should we do it or not? Because Walters is not going to deliberately involve.
There's no way it's done.
It's going to come out anyway.
It's going to be called. It's better for us to take.
All right, he's to go, and he's to lay it all, hang it all out, you understand? But he is not to put implications on all of the earth that are out there. Because you see, Paul and the earth might both have been interested primarily, as I think they were, in the national security aspects.
I don't know if you want to say that. I have the greatest problem. The greatest.
Walters had more problems than anyone. Walters had fallen that sword tomorrow. The only man I know that will come. You want to block three of them in the wood. You will always want to block together. So, what are you going to say to them? Emphasize above everything else on what Gray said.
Little demo guys.
That's, you know, that's been a little rush. You didn't say it about it. They really got all the courage, didn't they?
I don't think Chris Wallace is talking to me tomorrow.
He thinks he's talking to me.
I think so.
The job is deep.
See, the guy is a subsequent guy. He works an awful lot of the job. That's all.
But you're right, but I shouldn't see Wallace because of course you're not. Get his ass down there. Believe me, I want you personally or somebody, a golf piece, just to hear Walters, the sack of them. Or is that unreasonable? And he says, I'm here to find any evidence I can.
I'm going to testify to this guy.
Right. And he called him, helps back. Good God, they have bullets, terrible. All of them are happening. Now, well, Walters has got to be sure Helms knows. Helms' ass is out here. His whole career is out here. And Helms knows that Walters' conversation is correct. And second, that Helms told me later the CIA was not involved. You know, I mean, in a very brief meeting in the Oval Office, after a meeting, he said, I just want you to know the CIA is not involved. I said, thank God. That's what I said. That's all there was to it. But he's got to be damned. Well, Helms would never agree. It's all about that. Cops, robbers, and teams. And he's never going to say that he participated in that cover-up. But the main thing is he's got to be sure of Helms. Now, we're going to have a probe in this. Well, particularly Colby, goddamn him. I don't want him screwing around this thing. He's either going to stand up or he's going to be nominated. And I have very little other problem. Goddamn it, I can nominate people.
I don't think so. I don't want to talk to
sure. I want to talk to him. Let me say this. Walters is talking to him. He's got to talk 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 to Richardson after he's supposed to talk to him. It's like Gene Wiz. We know how he can do it. This is the fact. Now, it's not the key point. They say, do you have any memorandums of conversation? What does he say?
He's going to say, my agents, after the
But I put them in the White House files because any notes that are made that have to do with a national security item in the White House is the property of the White House, not the property of the CIA. Right? We should say. And don't you think that's it?
And I would make it property or how
it's
I'd make it an issue of
but the matter is
dealing with
but that. But it dealt with a number of items other than this involving national security and highly classified operations the CIA is interested in. And therefore I delivered it with them. Well, Mr. Waller, you did that in work, so you mean you didn't keep a copy of the old file?
No, we did not, because it's all special.
In the White House.
In the White House.
And
the White House people.
And I knew that they were available at any time to us. Under such circumstances, with our CIA rules, we make as few copies as possible, if that's the possibility of leaks. How about that? Now, the most important thing is Richardson, Colby, Stetson. If they have any doubts about the president, let me tell you, I'll withdraw their goddamn nominations in the next 5 minutes, believe me. I ain't gonna have any screwing around. That's interesting. If Richardson, they say he's very goosey. If he's goosey, screw it. Out.
Let's see.
Good to me.
Oh no, his hearings are being cleared.
Right.
Oh, not that way.
But he's got to be all the way with the president.
Yeah. No, of course, this is kind of a straw man.
Well,
if I thought that for a minute, I can't hear what it says again.
Well,
that's why I put Colby in.
really strong. Colby is a strong professional.
Good.
He just got to know that. And I want Walters to build my toughness. Walters is very disrespectful.
For Christ's sake, the
president. His best work about him is God. I'm misled by him like an asshole to the Lord. Did you agree?
Thank you.